This man's life changed when he was 28 years old. A fall paralyzed him from the shoulders down. Now, his life has again changed with the help of a robotic exoskeleton.
Since the 1950s, people have been promising to make paralyzed people walk. It's really one of the goals of medical science.
Dr. Tom Shakespeare is a professor of disability at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Shakespeare, himself a paraplegic, offered details of the study published in the Lancet Neurology Journal.
Implants at either side of the skull were able to detect and translate into, as it were, computer movement, impulses of the brain, so that the individual wished to move and signals were sent enabling them to move.
Shakespeare says controlling the machine through thought instead of, say, pushing a joystick on a wheelchair is a scientific breakthrough.
It's never been done from the brain controlling all four limbs. So that's exciting for this domain of research. This is the brain thinking, I wish to reach out for that item.
He says that even though brain waves move a machine instead of the person's own body, the technology is still cost prohibitive.
You know, this wheelchair that I sit in, designed for me, cost £2,000. And what we need to do is to make this sort of technology, which transforms lives, available to more people in the developing world.
Shakespeare says the technology of this exoskeleton still has a long way to go before it can surpass even the voice commands of modern appliances. Arash Yarbrosadi, VOA News, Washington.